Officer Jack McLam program. You're on right now, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, back with you again. Good morning to all of you. Hope you're having a good weekend, and we're looking forward to the show today. Have a lot of good information to give out to people. Hope you have your pencils and papers with you, because I like being probably one of only a few programs in all of alternative talk radio that is dedicated to action. Our police and military are action organized and out there ready to go all the time. And we believe that action is the only thing that will turn this nation around and put us back in the catbird seat, the American people in charge once again, because we're not in charge right now. But by us getting involved and taking action against God's enemies, as he's told us to in the Holy Bible, we can be in charge again. And so we're dedicated to action, and we're just proud every week for the first hour to have on Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia, because he and his wife are also action-oriented. And he spends many hours a week researching so that we can have the proper information to take action Monday mornings against God's enemies. So with that said, let's go right now to our dear brother, Ernie from Virginia, the Capitol Hill Commando. Welcome to the program, Ernie.
Thank you, Jack, and I have a lot to talk about today, unfortunately.
Okay, well, that's good.
It seems that so many things are happening, I can sort of pick and choose, between the economy and the finances. And what I think I'll do on the show today is talk about the state of the economy and our financial system just briefly and point out some websites.
Very good.
At the beginning, then I'll follow up with some legislation and some things we really need to do tomorrow. And I mean, we've got to make some serious calls here. But I'd like to bring to your attention, Jack, an outstanding article on the financial crisis, Asset Securitization, The Last Tango, Endgame, Unregulated Private Money Creation by William Engdahl on www.globalresearch.ca.
Okay, we'll go over that again on the other side of the break. First break coming up. Important messages here, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you tired? tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hey folks, we're back on the Officer Jack Glam program with Ernie from Virginia. And like I say, folks, if you read Psalms 94:16, you know that God expects us to occupy this land until his return by activism. That's what he says right in Psalms 94:16. Let's go right back to Ernie now. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. What I want to do is paint a picture with the help of this article at www.globalresearch.ca. The article is by William Engdahl. He's written on the genetically modified food before and the seeds of destruction, and he knows what he's talking about based on my research and background. And he's talking about, in his article, and he goes into great length, it's about 18 pages if you print it out, but he clearly describes the background on what has emerged with the downfall in the economy. And he writes, the new finance was built on an incestuous, interlocking, if informal, cartel of players, all reading from the script written by Alan Greenspan and his friends at J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and the other major financial houses of New York. Securitization was going to secure a new American century and its financial domination as its creators clearly believed on the eve of the millennium. Key to the revolution in finance, in addition to the unabashed backing of the Greenspan Fed, was the complicity of the executive, legislative and judicial branches of the U.S. government right to the Supreme Court. In addition to make the game work seamlessly, it required the active complicity of the two leading credit agencies in the world, Moody's and Standard & Poor's. I'm not going to read the entire article. I just wanted to point out those two key paragraphs in the opening. But in the discussion, the writer, the author of the article, goes into detail, and he uses quotes from, for example, economist Robert Reich, who was Labor Secretary under the Clinton administration. And believe me, I'm an independent, neither a Republican or a Democrat, but he points out, he identified a core interest of the raters, their built-in conflict of interest. Reich noted credit rating agencies are paid by the same institutions that package and sell the securities the agencies are rating. If an investment bank doesn't like the rating, it doesn't have to pay for it. And even if it likes the rating, it pays only after the security is sold. Get it, he writes. But when you look at the credit ratings and all of the it involves a collusion from the rating agencies, from the bankers, and when you look at all the details behind this, this is unbelievable. But what I'm trying to get to is this securitization process combined with the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act led to this to the downfall that we're seeing now in the economy through the subprime mortgages. And the magnitude of this, as it relates to the hedge funds and derivatives, we're talking trillions. I mean, big trillions.
Goodness. Wow, trillions.
Trillions. I mentioned last week, 180 trillion. I've read in other articles since then, 460 trillion in derivatives. We don't know, and I don't think anybody really knows in the country. And the Federal Reserve is essentially stoking the fire with greenbacks because they have no way to stop this hemorrhaging. And that, unfortunately, I think the meltdown is ahead no matter what happens here because it's totally out of control. And what we have here, Jack, is a broken system of checks and balances. And one of the political candidates on the scene, Congressman Ron Paul, who had introduced a resolution to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, was right on back in June. And his vision as to how to restore money and credit in the U.S. and restore either the gold standard or at least some standard so that we would not have what we're going to seek in the coming days. And I don't know how we're going to be able to deal with this, but this write-up by Mr. Engdahl goes into great detail, explains it all, and then when you read the international forecaster and Bob Chapman's latest write-up, he writes bank reserves are being eaten alive by loan defaults and asset write-downs faster than the Fed can replace them. That is because the fractional reserve system Ponzi scheme is now working in reverse and unraveling big time. So what we have here is a reverse multiplier effect in the economy, and we're accelerating this decline at a rapid rate, and it's almost like we have a train going full speed with no brakes, and they cannot stop this. So in our mainstream media and our talk and the commentators, they don't go into detail about what's really going on. So when you read other articles, there's another one by Mike Whitney entitled The Bush Financial Bust of 2008. And the reason why I bring that one up, if you go to look at Mr. Engdahl's article at www.globalresearch.ca, dated February 8th, there was also another article by Mike Whitney, and he does some very good writings on the economy. And his article is dated February 8th, too, The Bush Financial Bust of 2008. It's all downhill from here, folks. And he writes, on January 14th, the FDIC website began posting the rules for reimbursing depositors in the event of bank failures. Well, if you look at the extent of the major banks in the country involved in these derivatives, we're talking our major banks are heavily into this derivative game where there was so much money made that now these banks are in big trouble, and the bailout is intended to help save the banks, many of the writers are saying. But, again, the House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System is on point by Congressman Ron Paul. And I'm sorry, folks, but he is not a CFR member, and so many of the other presidential candidates are. Or, and if they're not, like former Governor Huckabee, he would like to become one, as he went before the CFR in September at a meeting, and he has gathered some support here recently. But Ron, and I think his real mission, Jack, was to stop Ron Paul. But
that's
Ron Paul,
that's right, yeah,
was the guy that could bail us out, understood the problems, but he was not given a fair break by mainstream media. He wasn't allowed to speak. So essentially the Ministry of Propaganda has continued to shut America out from the magnitude of the problems facing the banking system, but also shutting out the American people from the one presidential candidate that understood what was coming and had a plan and could affect real change, unlike all the other so-called...
Yeah. Phony baloney change, change, change that Hitlery and Obama is talking about.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Now, we have a major bill that's going to be voted on Tuesday, and that bill is the FISA Act reauthorization, and the Intelligence Committee overwhelmingly passed this bill, which does not have adequate safeguards, does not have a good system of checks and balances. And what the Senate Judicial Committee members have done, they have submitted amendments, and these are good amendments, and we should support the Judicial Committee to stop the this process to give unlimited liability for the telecom companies involved in this spying on Americans. And also, we should support the amendment to have a sunshine provision built in so that this act will be reviewed in 4 years. And why is the administration fighting this so badly if they have not done anything illegal? You know, just use common sense.
Right, yeah.
And so that is going to be heard for those who are retired or have time. The Senate is going to be convening tomorrow and resume consideration of Senate Bill 2248. This is on the FISA Amendments Act, and that will start at 2:00 tomorrow.
2248. Okay.
And that's very important that we see improvements to that bill. The Intelligence Committee bill is not adequate. The Judicial Committee, I'd like to thank Senator Dodd and Senator Feingold and Senator Cardin from Maryland for looking at this more carefully and trying to build in safeguards to protect the American citizens.
That's really strange, brother, really strange that Feingold and Dodd would be involved in trying to help the American people.
Well, I know, really, but you've got to look at the history. I'll give you, I do believe that Senator Dodd's history played a part here.
Yeah.
His father was involved in the Nuremberg trials, and he understood the importance of protecting civil liberties and the importance of wiretapping and protecting sensitive private information.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
And Senator Feingold has surprised me, too. It is a surprise, and generally I'm on the other side of these guys.
Yeah.
Now, also coming up, it's coming up any time now, will be, there's two bills, Senate Bill 1959, the thought crime legislation, but one of the most important ones, I'm telling you, it is so troubling. I read today in the Washington Post an article titled, Audit of UN's Sudan Mission Finds Tens of Millions in Waste. And according to the article by Colin Lynch, the Washington Post staff writer, on page 816 of the Washington Post, and you can go to the website, and it is there.
Yeah.
The United Nations, I hear the music coming up.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, brother. That's very important what you're talking about. Folks, we'll be right back, and thank God that Capitol Hill Commando Ernie's here with us. because where would we get this information if it wasn't for Ernie and all of his research every week? We'll be right back after these important messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
From Virginia, because like I said earlier, folks, where would you and I go to gather this information and have the hours to put in that Ernie puts in every week to bring this to us? Go right ahead, Brother Ernie.
In this Washington Post article entitled Audit of UN Sudan Mission Finds Tens of Millions in Waste, dated today, posted today on the Washington Post website, the United Nations has wasted tens of millions of dollars in its peacekeeping operations in Sudan over the past 3 years. According to the findings of UN auditors examining the financial practices of the global body's overseas missions, UN officers in Sudan have squandered millions by renting warehouses that were never used, booking blocks of hotel rooms that were never filled, and losing thousands of food rations to theft and spoilage, according to several internal audits by the UN Office for International Oversight Services. One UN purchasing agent has been accused of steering a $589,000 contract for airport runway lights to a company that helped his wife obtain a student visa, while two senior procurement officials from the U.S. and New Zealand have been charged by a UN panel with misconduct for not complying with rules designed to prevent corruption. There are many other examples cited in the article. The reason why I bring this to your attention today, listeners, is because despite all of the corruption, and as I've reported in the recent past, there are over 250 investigations ongoing at the UN, and here's another latest audit, and the results of the audit showed even continued malfeasance at the UN. And despite all of that, and all these investigations of wrongdoing and fraud, massive fraud, corruption within the UN, our senators in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted in late October to go forward with the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea by a vote of 17-4. And from the sources I have in Virginia, both Senator Webb, a Democrat, and Senator Warner, a Republican, are both supporting this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. Now, I'm going to comment here a little further about Senator Webb showing interest in the audit process and ferreting out waste, fraud, and abuse. And I just don't understand, and the reason why I bring that up, because he is supporting the bill, Senate Bill 2324, a bill to amend the Inspector General Act of 1978 to enhance the IG operation, to make it more independent. And so he's supporting that, and he's also supporting the commission by Senator McCaskill out of Missouri that the administration is objecting to, and that is to go to push ahead with a presidential commission designed to root out waste, fraud, and abuse of military contracts in Iraq. And as you know, back in January, with the president signing off on the military authorizations act on the war, the defense contracts in Iraq, and more funding put in approving the defense bill, there was a signing statement made by the president, and he essentially he in effect was saying that he reserved the right not to go with this presidential commission, or essentially he reserved the right to ignore expanded whistleblower protections for government contract workers, and also he would not agree to the results by this commission. And so here we have another executive signing statement among hundreds. So I think the number is now well over 700 where the president signs the law. The law goes into effect, but then he writes a signing statement ignoring certain provisions of the law. And so he's disagreeing to this commission, this Truman-type commission that was set up to root out waste, fraud, and these military contracts in Iraq. And remember, Jack, we've had prior discussions about money being spent, millions, $32 million on one base for a base that was never built.
Yeah.
And we have all of the potential alleged allegations of malfeasance involving the private contractors, for example, Blackwater, Halliburton, and all of these major cost overruns. And we've also cited the lack of adequate contract procurement personnel to effectively carry out contract administration over these contracts. So here we have Senator Webb supporting this commission, and at the same time, this commission to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse, and at the very same time, this senator, Senator Webb of Virginia, in his vote to support the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, despite all of the malfeasance within the UN.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's more politics or if Senator Webb is truly, and these other senators, really, are they playing politics with this commission, or are they really sincere in going forward with protecting America's interests, protecting our national sovereignty? And anyone, in my view, who supports this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea that would give the UN international taxing authority and to give the UN authority over 70% of the planet, of the oceans, and President Bush is still pushing this dangerous treaty, which establishes an independent revenue stream for the UN and restricts U.S. access to oil, gas, and minerals. And a vote on this measure could take place at any time. And after the break, I'm going to talk about the International Seabed Authority.
Yes, please do, brother. And we've got to take action, folks. This is one you need to write down for Monday morning. We have to jump on this and stay on it, because If they pass this, we're in deep, deep trouble. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, we're back here, and we're talking about some tragic situations coming up if we don't take action. So go right ahead, Ernie, please.
This UN Convention on the Law of the Sea is known as Treaty Number 103-39. Some folks have referred to it as lost, and believe me, that's what I think of it.
Yeah.
Because the evidence shows that the treaty's International Seabed Authority, ISA, is as corrupt as any other UN bureaucracy. It's been racked by scandal and turmoil and hasn't had a chief of administration for 5 years.
Yeah.
There is no ethics office for the ISA and no requirement for ISA employees to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. I could go on at length. We will have no veto vote If we sign off on this, and as you know, President Bush did a reversal and agreed to this at the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May and early June to push this, and he is pushing this, and this is a very dangerous treaty. And in my view, it's consistent with his father when he was president. and when he signed off on the Sustainable Development and UN Agenda 21. And I'm going to talk about that some after I go over Senate Bill 1959 and some other important legislation.
Yeah.
But
yes,
we must
Ernie, we need to remember, folks, that the UN is the system that the international criminals are using to totally control the world. And so to give them 70% of the land, the world's surface, is in league with the New World Order.
It is. It's totally in league. And it also, with the ISA, it will establish a new world court. We will be put under their court system. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights will be held captive to the international court.
Right.
And we will only have one vote out of 155, and they will rule by consensus, which is consistent with the sustainable development concept. To any senator that votes to put us under this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, to me, is committing treason. It's undermining our sovereignty, and it's putting our citizens in harm's way. It gives the UN international taxing authority, and it gives the UN jurisdiction over land-based pollution sources. So in effect, indirectly, they could even have control and enforcement authority over our industry. And it goes, I could go on for hours, but I don't have time to go into any more detail. This is a very dangerous treaty, and we should fight it, and we should tell our senators, you vote for this, and we're going to come after you on the next election to get you removed. And I'm sorry, Senator Webb and Senator Warner, but you're not, your support on certain things, And then you go and support this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. To me, that is one of the worst issues affecting America today.
Right, absolutely.
Now, I want to briefly talk about another important article I saw yesterday, Are Your Second Amendment Rights Safe? Larry Pratt has a great article. It was on NewsWithHughes.com, titled Bush Justice Department, what Constitution? The Solicitor General, Paul Clement of the U.S., is the lawyer for the Justice Department. On January 11th, Clinton dropped a bomb designed to destroy the Second Amendment. The bomb was a friend of the court brief that is a marvelous work of newspeak as described by George Orwell in his novel of a horrifying future where words mean the opposite of the original definitions. And some 30 pages of flip-flopping arguments, the Justice Department brief never once considered what the founders of the American Republic might have meant by the phrase, shall not be infringed. But the Clement brief did criticize the idea that the Second Amendment was a categorical prohibition on banning guns. Essentially, what they're trying to get at in this administration, this Justice Department, is they're trying to undermine the Second Amendment's rights and the right of an individual to own a gun. And what they're doing, according to this write-up, the law should be developed incrementally, according to Clement. The Solicitor General is stating, it should be developed incrementally. The living Constitution assertion that has been put forth to justify legislation by judges. And Clement's language is the language of a tyrant throughout history. He claims for the government the right to change the meaning of the law and the Constitution on a continuing basis on a whim. This avoids the messy business of proposing and debating constitutional amendments. It's
right.
So much tidier, Mr. Pratt writes, to have a small group of rulers emerge from behind closed doors to announce what the law is today and what is illegal now that was legal a few minutes ago. So what we've got here is a game being played.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia has stepped forward with a letter dated January 23rd. Virgil Goode sent the following letter to the White House asking them to undo the huge harm they have caused the Second Amendment with the brief they filed in the D.C. gun ban case. Now, folks, I want you to go to this article by Larry Pratt, and it's on newswithviews.com, dated February 9th, and there is a comparable article at WorldNetDaily www.wnd.com by Ellis Washington. And he writes, "Are your Second Amendment safe? Right safe?" And he joins efforts to have Bush vacate his anti-gun brief. And he goes into detail, has Virgil Good's letter, and explains, along with Larry Pratt, what's going on here, folks. So we need to take action, call our representatives. This brief needs to be withdrawn immediately, and we need to back Virgil Good with his letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next, since I mentioned Congressman Virgil Good, I want to bring to your attention, because time's flying, House Concurrent Resolution 22 to remove us from NAFTA, House Concurrent Resolution 40 to make certain that we do not enter into a North American Union with Mexico and Canada, and that we oppose the NAFTA superhighway system. And lastly, House Concurrent Resolution, that is to enforce our existing immigration laws. But House Concurrent Resolution 40, especially, no to the North American Union, no to the NAFTA superhighway system. And House Resolution 939 by Congressman Good, too, and that is to put troops. I remember I was talking about the Glenn Beck Show and with Pat Buchanan and his new book, The Day of Reckoning. He made the suggestion to put troops on the border, take them from South Korea, put them on our border with Mexico.
Yeah.
This is consistent with House Resolution 939 to use the military troops on the border, because we've yet to see anything more than 5 miles being built on this two-tier secure fence. Now, we've heard Homeland Security Chief talk about, well, he's built hundreds of miles, but it's only a single fence. We need a two-tier fence. That's the only effective way we can stop this this invasion.
That's
and so,
right. Within 5 minutes, they can cut a hole through a one-tier fence and just run trucks through if they want to.
Oh, absolutely, Jack. So this is all a game.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, next week on Homeland Security, and I want to bring up Senate Bill 1959, thought crime bill, and it's in Congress is perched to enact this bill. It's titled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. It's probably the greatest assault on free speech and association in the U.S. since the 1938 creation of the House Un-American Activities Committee. This is a very, very bad bill, and unfortunately it was rushed through the House with no serious debate by a vote of 404-6 under a rule suspension that the bill passed the House on October 23rd, and it curtailed any debate. Now, Congressman Virgil Good has come out against it, strongly against it. He wasn't in attendance, and Congressman Dennis Kucinich also opposed this bill. But very few people even read it. And what it will do, it's going to put an emphasis on thought as opposed to action. So we're going to lose even more freedom. Many civil liberty activists have criticized the bill, some comparing the commission it would establish to the McCarthy Commission that investigated Americans for possible associations with communist groups, casting suspicion on law-abiding citizens, and worse yet, the bill specifically identifies the Internet as a tool of radicalization. The Internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization, the way this is written, and it will go after RBN and other Internet streaming shows and where we can get the truth. So this is very bad legislation, and I visited the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs website today. There's no discussion on the hearings that they had over a month ago, and what is the status on this? But I remember Ted Pike in his article on the hate crime legislation. This was around at the end of December, and at truthtellers.org. He talked about this bill coming up in early February, the Senate Bill 1959, and that we should fight. I mean, we should call and say no to this. This is a very bad bill. And yet, Homeland Security is not showing on their schedule this coming up. But in his write-up, Ted Pike said early February. So I think we still need to call when we call it opposing the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And And when we support the FISA amendments from the Judicial Committee, we need to say no to the Senate Bill 1959, a very bad bill. Now, Homeland Security is meeting next week. They're going to be meeting with Mr. Chertoff. And since they're meeting with Mr. Chertoff on February 14th to discuss the Homeland Security Department's budget submission for fiscal year 2009, you might want to call Senator Susan Collins or Senator Lieberman's staff and let them know, well, you're going to have this meeting. We'd like to see that two-tier secure fence put explicitly into the budget. Unlike the conference bill when Senator Hutchison and Senator Cornyn made that a variable, left it up to the discretion of the security Homeland Security chief, we want to mandate that that secure fence be built. It's part of the law. And
right.
If you're going to go forward with the budget and consider it be considered by that committee, we should ask the committee, let's put that language in there. We want the two-tier secure fence funded in that bill.
Right. Amen, brother.
Now,
very
on
good.
Thought crime on the there are some other very important articles that have come up, and Henry Lamb, he has a great article. It was posted Saturday on newswithviews.com. It's entitled "Republicans Had Their Chance and Blew It." Now, he's in his article, he talks about what the Republicans could have done, but they did just the opposite. And he mentions UNESCO, and you go back to UNESCO, which gives the federal government access to federal lands and park lands and control. It removes humans from the area, and it's, to a certain extent, using the environment to protect this land. But what it is, it's to control the natural resources, to limit access to resources. But he brings up rumblings, quote, rumblings began to stir in the State Department about reintroducing the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and even the UN Convention on Biological Diversity. Conservatives, but not all Republicans, were mystified by the administration's a desire to reconsider the same treaties Republicans had just defeated. Some Republicans, but not all, set out to change the Endangered Species Act. This law absolutely trashes the idea of private property rights and completely ignores the Fifth Amendment. And this Endangered Species Act, if you read the Sustainable Development and UN Agenda 21, that is the foundation for many of our problems. And I know there, in the discussion about global warming and the environment, many believe that that is the driving issue. But believe me, Jack,
Yeah. They're
using both environmental protection and environmental regulations and the Endangered Species Act. That is the one that we need to get reversed. But the environmental regulations and, for example, the Drinking Water Quality Act or the Water Quality Act, these kind of acts have been good for America, but they're camouflaging through the greenhouse emissions emphasis. They're covering up this sustainable development and this control in the elimination of private property rights. They want increased control over your property, and although you may own the property, you can't control it. You can't do with what you want to do with it.
Right.
And what Henry Lamb has been talking about, and this was very good, he's been talking about efforts to give the government more authority. It's an encroachment, or the government is stealing authority without going through amending the Constitution. And as I talked about the prior week, the feds are trying to steal your water by striking, quote, the navigable waters of the U.S. language in the law and where it appears, and inserting waters of the U.S. House Resolution 2421 and Senate Bill 1870 is an encroachment on the states and local governments' rights. And essentially, Congress is trying to amend the Constitution to steal, for example, your city's reservoir. Where does Congress get the power to steal the stream or mud puddle or wet meadow or to grant
right.
or deny any activities in which you may wish to engage in your private property? This is
they have done. They have none. They just take it, and the people let them do it, and they don't stand up, brother.
They don't stand up, but they are very clever in how they're playing the game. Now, what Joel Skousen did in his latest World Affairs brief Friday, he wrote a paragraph on this. Congress moves to restore excessive powers to Corps of Engineers. One of the key gripes from property right defenders over the years has been the vast unchecked powers of the Army Corps of Engineers, which enforces in draconian ways radical environmental restrictions. And to me, I'm not going to debate it because of the time limitations, but radical environmental restrictions on any portion of a farmer's land that may be considered a waterway.
Yes.
And that gets into the
mud puddles, too, right?
Right, yeah. But
waterway.
But if you look at the record, the historical record, EPA and the environmental regulation has significantly improved the drinking water quality and water quality, especially in point source pollution. Where the issue is in non-point source pollution, but I don't have the time to talk about that in depth. But the American Land Rights Association, I hear the music coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right, brother. Okay, we'll be right back with Ernie from Virginia, folks. My goodness, my pencil's moving real fast. I hope yours is too. Be right back with more important information.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, we're coming right back right now, folks. We don't have much Ernie's information is very important. Go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, the American Land Rights Association reports the Supreme Court recently curtailed the Corps' power over wetlands by restricting the definition of navigable waters in the Clean Water Act to truly navigable waters only. Democrats and liberal Republicans in Congress are striking back by attempting to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2007, House Resolution 2421, and Senate Bill 1870 that would amend the 1972 Clean Water Act and replace the words navigable waters with waters of the U.S. Okay, you can go to the Henry Lamb's article dated February 2nd, titled "The Feds Are Trying to Steal Your Water." We need to say no to that. We need to notify our state legislators that this is a power grab by the federal government. Consistent with the House Resolution 6 on the energy bill to eliminate the Edison incandescent light bulb, to force Americans to use compact fluorescence by the year 2012. This is another grab for power, but I don't necessarily agree with Mr. Skousen on this. I think this is more consistent with sustainable development under UN Agenda 21, adopted at the UN's Earth Summit in 1992. Now, you can read on the bills I've written, talked about today. You can research those at www.thomas.gov. And you need to call toll-free 877-851-6437, which is the U.S. Capitol switchboard. Again, area code 877-851-6437 tomorrow, and say no to this amended Senate Bill 1870 or House Resolution 2421, this amended language to strike navigable waters of the U.S. We don't want the federal government to have this government sprawl or usurp their authority under the Constitution. We need to say no to that. And for those who are interested in Agenda 21 and sustainable development, which is being used, too, in my view, on Senate Bill 817, using the name Celebrating America's Heritage Act, Congress is planning to draw lines on maps by designating certain segments as heritage areas, strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose, and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the collective good of the community. Now, Attorney Michael Shaw has written many good articles on sustainable development, and he has a good article dated January 21st, 2008 at www.newsreviews.com, entitled "The Principles of Equal Justice Get Support." And he talks about inverse condemnations occur when government imposes restrictions or regulations that prohibit the reasonable exercise of private property rights. And I see the Endangered Species Act is being the foundation or the real problem in the undermining of private property rights, more to it than environmental laws. We've had some, but in both, the globalists are camouflaging their actions to make these changes, and it's like UNESCO, where the President Bush, before the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, did a reversal where President Reagan had said no to UNESCO and giving the UN power and authority over federal lands. And if you look at the encroachment and the acquisition by federal lands by Congress under the camouflage to protect the environment and so forth, you're going to see the concept being carried out by
brother. Okay. Lord bless you, brother. Real good. You've given us a lot of ammunition starting tomorrow morning for us to call our elected things and tell them who's the boss.
Absolutely.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, Jack.
God bless you, and have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon again. And Lord bless you for all your hard work for all of us and all of America, okay? Gold.